SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. Yeah. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
Sounds like you forgot your name. My name is Charles Lewis, your internet marketing specialist.
I have indeed forgot my name from time to time. And not this time. Don't forget, we are your friendly local neighborhood top position
snatchers,
where our mantra is,
don't be a douche.
Do not be a douche. Remember, if you're sitting at a desk, have some sort of mobile device, have any possible way, steal the laptop or the iPad of the person next to you and tweet about this. Tweet this
hashtag SEO podcast 129
and include at eWebStyle to make sure we see that message. Actually, because I'm going to read a couple of messages where people have addressed us specifically. Is that what that
mentioned us?
There we go.
Well, it really depends on what you're using. TweetDeck calls it a mention.
Right.
The web calls it a reply.
Right.
So
one or the other.
Yeah.
So it can't be a reply if, like, it's the first time they're doing it on Twitter. So
that's why we call it a mention.
There we go. Cool. It's a mention. As always, from our last podcast, which was 128, the tip is proper research and planning is paramount for a mobile version of your website. We talked extensively about mobile versions and our impressions and even challenges that we've had with our own clients us guiding them and them steering us on how to do a mobile site for a particular client. So that was podcast number 128. Go and listen to that. We've got a review. Woohoo!
Ooh, no tattoo too. iTunes review too.
Yeah, it's even iTunes. This is from Good Job on Improving Audio. This is from Patterson JD.
Go ahead.
And the guy says, thanks guys for improving the audio quality. I heard you read my review on the 11.4 podcast and wanted to let you know I submitted it back in September, so there might be some time lag. I'm going to paraphrase here. He is writing this review on 11.14, changing his prior 4-star rating to a 5 because we responded to our listeners' opinions.
Appreciate it.
Punch in the face to you, Patterson. If you have any tips for WordPress users, please share them. For example, there is an all-in-one SEO plugin that he uses.
Me too.
Yeah, we use it too. And if you're familiar with it, you'd love our opinion. Our opinion is it's worth using.
Yeah.
Big punch in the face for the audio improvement. Haha, stay cool. Punch in the face, Patterson. Yeah. That's awesome.
Punch in the face to you. I use the all-in-one SEO plugin for WordPress. Great plugin to use. If I had to find some fault somewhere, it would appear that they give you more control over the tags for the home page and not necessarily that same control for the remaining pages. And so,
I think if you scroll down on a post, there's
credentials you can put.
And maybe it's missing one or two tags that the home page has. Okay. Yeah, you've clearly spent more time. Let me not interject.
But other than that, it's a great plugin. It works well, and it even doesn't break when you update WordPress, so that's good.
That is pretty cool. One of the challenges we have found is when we do e-commerce plugins, does it interact with those? And really, we're just finalizing a project now, so we'll have some more information about how that all washes out. A little bit of news. Android 4.0 arrives just in time for Nexus Google to come out. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting, a new version of Android. There's a couple things that drive me nuts. Often when I hit message, it goes to the last, and I know I have a new message.
Your phone?
Yeah, okay. On the phone, so going to my text messages. Often it'll go to where I was. Like, so if I was reading a text from you and I got one from my wife, and I know I got one from my wife and it says one new one, I press that and it goes right to you. Doesn't really make sense. And when I hit back, it actually goes back to home. I've got to go back to it. It's a little wonky. And then in the marketplace, you do a search. Say you do a search for SEO tools. Or just SEO, right? And it's a general search. And you're like, wait a minute, I need SEO tools. So you go back, you search again, and there's that SEO option. When you click it, it automatically searches for SEO. It doesn't allow you to add to that search. I really just want you to populate the text box,
and then I can add
the word tools. Exactly. So if anybody on the Android team is out there, get that fixed. I thought this was cool, or at least interesting. Most kids who break net house rules, so the rules you set up for your kids,
have internet house rules.
Internet house rules have bad experiences, as opposed to kids who follow the house rules.
What does that mean?
Well, I think they just took a poll, and it, you know, maybe they're not following the house rules, so they're going to places where they end up getting bullied. Or, I mean, how frustrating is it when you're writing reviews and somebody makes it personal, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever? I can easily see how, if you don't really watch yourself, you can have a bad experience on the web.
That's why I refuse to put the computers in my children's room. All the computers are in my office, and my office is off limits after 9, you know?
Right.
So, unless you're doing homework or something.
A little internet research.
Yeah.
Here's something else. There's another patent by IBM that is now owned by Apple. And so they're this patent is, it's actually related to searches on a mobile device based on location. So it's a pretty significant patent, mm-hmm. right? It interrupts or affects, you know, Foursquare and Facebook Places and, you know, all of this searching that's going on. And the interesting point in the article is, once again, just like the GUI interface and the mouse, Apple has control of IBM technology and is actually profiting from it, wow. as opposed to IBM. a little activity on our Facebook page. Dean Calhoun, he's so awesome. I wrote a note to him. If you get on our Facebook page, which, by the way, is facebook.com/ewebstyle. And I mentioned tweeting about us. You can follow us on twitter.com/ewebstyle. Our YouTube page is youtube.com/ewebstyle. And our email, podcast@e-webstyle.com. Wow. Yeah. We just nailed that. I posted on our Facebook page that, Dean, we both hate and love you because you give us more work and you give us great information. he said he just heard a quote that he thought we would like, and this is from Mike Tyson, "Everyone has a strategy until they get punched in the face." Which is just brilliant.
Yeah. The strategy goes out the window. Like, ah! At that point. Yeah.
Don't get hit. and then Dean, he also
that's awesome.
He had our back. He says, "Boo! Sorry, you guys got that bad review. Don't change your personality. They are an integral part of your podcast. The key to social media is to be yourself and be human." So I think that's cool.
Well, I mean, and technically, that was gonna happen anyway.
We will do our ultra dry podcast. Never.
Yeah, on the 33rd of February.
and then on Twitter, some people had included us or mentioned us. Just found you on iTunes, listening to podcast now. Great format. And in my wheelhouse. I'm assuming that means his car.
I'm
going with that. And it, by the way, it took from the 25 minutes ago that I read and printed this until now for me to figure that out.
That's what it means.
I'm just guessing. And that was from Wise Global.
Wise Global. That's
yep.
What's up, man?
At James Piper 90 says, "Another good SEO podcast, guys." And he's actually podcast.neo1seo.com. I think I've listened to that. I'll go check it out. Definitely worth listening to during your commute, fellow SEOers. And then Greg's...
In the face to James Piper 90.
Greg San Diego.
What's up, Greg?
Listen to podcast from 10-24-11 on keywords. A
that's
good
a
one. Oh, what did I say?
24.
Wow. 10-25-11. I'm just a little faster than him. He says, this is a good quote, "Google does funny things." I think that was the big Charles here who said that. Wow, we blew through that all of that stuff. Here we go. Content. Apparently we've met the Geno time limit. Both Charles and I were kind of scouring SEO new sites and figuring out what we wanted to talk about, and I came across this one I thought was really interesting. It's an eye tracking study in Google Maps. So one of my first questions is, oh, by the way, mentioning questions, go to our Facebook page.
Hit the discussion tab.
Which we don't have anymore. Scroll down a little bit.
You must have just removed it.
I think our SEO guy did, or maybe Facebook did, or so, I don't know. And we weren't getting much activity on it. Go scroll down on the left, and there's questions, or just scroll down in the body on the wall. of our Facebook page, and we have a question. And the question is interesting. If you're on a mobile website, how often do you go to the full desktop version of that website? And we've, you know, got options like always, never, 25% of the time, 50, etc. So go fill that out. We haven't got many responses. It's just really interesting stuff to understand what people do. So eye tracking and Google Maps, that like, how many people use Google Maps for anything? Like, the only reason I ever click Maps when I'm doing a search is because I'm just looking for somebody, one of our clients' places page, to see if it's, you know, 100% complete or not. As you know, it's important that it be 100% complete. So I never use Google Maps except for the actual app Maps on my phone in the car.
Well, I use Maps on the web.
Yeah? I use from time to time?
From time to time, yeah. I'd like to see, but mainly it's for research purposes. I do SEO and PPC, and so I'm looking at different towns, different areas, different zip codes. So I tend to look at it from that perspective.
Right.
Or more importantly, when embedding maps in different pages on websites, I don't really use it for the sake of,
like, a general search. User would use it, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Maps and then search, you know, tattoo, which is the example I think they used, and then see which tattoo comes up. I would probably just do a regular Google search and look at the A through G list and that showed up on the SERPs page.
Right. I think that, I mean, that was kind of one of my questions, how many people use it. Now, one, and we all know people search totally different ways. Mm-hmm. Somebody may have, you know, hot-linked or, you know, favorited on their desktop the Maps page, and they don't even realize that they think a Google search is a map result search.
Well, my grandmother would probably do that.
Yeah, right. So there's certainly some people out there. And this was an interesting article talking about how important it was to have things like reviews, things like images. So the first example that they used is, let's search for tattoos near Hamilton, Ontario. The crazy Canadians always wanting to get tattoos. And then it did the heat map. You may remember from a while back the Google Golden Triangle, which showed how important being on the first three positions, really first position more so obviously, and the first three positions being very powerful when you're working towards getting on the first page of Google and actually adding value to your website or your client's website. So they did that same heat map study, and they did it on Google Maps, and what they found was that if the first couple of results had those extra kind of social components, mm-hmm. a review, an image, then they tended to follow the standard Google Golden Triangle. And then they did the same search near London, Ontario. And in that case, the first two didn't have any of the social stuff. So okay. It was just the link to the website and the brief description, and you know, for the first two, and then the next ones had, you know, like reviews and
more information.
And more information. And so it was able to skew the classic Google Golden Triangle down towards that one that had more information pretty readily. We see this with what used to be Google Boost, right, mm-hmm. on pay-per-click, and is now Google Places Local, Google Local Easy Places or something, you know, automated, you have no control over it places. and so we're running that type of ad because it has extra fields, it has our mm-hmm. rating. We're working on getting a Google Shopping Cart in place because that will actually show up there that we take Google payments.
Well, I think it's that, and it's a combination of colors, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, usually those reviews and things of that nature show up with the icon, different color, it's yellow, it's blue, it's red, and you just tend to look there.
It's kind of like in the old yellow pages, if you wanted to bold or italicize and you had to pay a little extra because it was clear that out of an entire page of non-bolded and non-italicized mm-hmm. text, those are going to stand out. So, really, the lesson here is the same lesson that we've been saying over and over and over again. Make sure that your Google Local Places listing, and it's probably just called Google Places, right?
Yeah.
It's not. It used to be Google Local.
Yeah.
And so make sure your Google Places listing is 100% complete. That means I think about five images.
Ten images.
Five videos.
Up to five categories.
Hours. You got to have your hours posted. What payment forms do you take? You've got to have all of that information filled out in order to have 100% complete listing. That helps your ranking in the A through G, and will help any old grandmother or aunt who thinks when they search maps they're searching Google. It'll help you out there. So I thought that was an interesting article, and we should give them appropriate credit. Is written by Matt McGee, and it's Eye Tracking in Google Maps: Study Shows Value of Number One Ranking and Social Content. So go check that article out. What do you got? You got something?
I got this here. Another article we found.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, this is by Todd, and my title got cut off. Google Updates. And basically, and year in review. And he was basically talking about a lot of the things that happened throughout the year that Google did. But I printed the article because a couple things stood out. He had some decent stats on here. One of the stats was 15% of Google users, Google queries, come from mobile devices.
And I saw that.
With local intent.
Local intent, and well, it even defines like the IP, right? Is it local IP, or was that some other? I guess that's the impression that I have.
No, I don't think it didn't. I don't think it was about IP. You were just saying that 15% of Google queries come from mobile devices, with those queries having local intent. That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for that reason itself is a reason to update your Google Places page.
Yep. And you know, go back and listen to our previous podcast about mobile versions of your website.
Mm-hmm. And then it went on to say there were some great strides in local results and listings. The former Panda update redirected all content. And, you know, really it kind of closed out talking about doing your SEO properly, making sure you had the right content, and kind of include social, because all of the updates that Google is making, they're kind of tying things in together. So you definitely want to make sure you, across the board, handle everything.
Right. Yeah. It was a good article. We'll be actually doing our year in review here pretty soon. And I think last year it was two podcasts. Yeah. Basically, we just go through each of our podcasts throughout this year and kind of rehash details in each of those. We may thin it down a little. Yeah. I think it's still worth to. I mean,
and we breezed through it. We didn't harbor on it.
Yeah, and we got about 50 podcasts in a year, right? So 50 or so. So really, there's a lot of information to go over, and it's worth going over. And, you know, it's the old practice of learning. When you repeat the information, it sticks with you longer. So, and we know that we end up repeating information. So I found this. I thought that was interesting. It's certainly not our particular niche, and it's probably going to become more and more of our niche. Mm-hmm. This is 7 quick steps to Foursquare marketing. Maybe all of you don't know what Foursquare is. Foursquare is an app that you can, all smartphone devices, you can download it. And really, it's the same. It has a lot of the features. It's really the app that caused Facebook to create Facebook Places.
Yeah.
No Foursquare, no Facebook Places. And so you can sign in to Foursquare. When you pull up your Foursquare app, it figures out where you're located, finds places around it, and then you can check into that place. And it was interesting when it first came out, it felt redundant because it's almost what Twitter was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I am wherever. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you actually get to check in was one step
made
easier. Made it easier, right?
Yeah.
I think what made it neat was that now it's tracking you and who else is at the same place, because it really has one data position as that location, and then it gives you badges. And now, you know, Charles and I are competing for as friends for the most Foursquare points in a. It's every week, right? It resets every week.
Mm-hmm.
I think Darren Bowie is even on my list. So in the UK, I'm competing with him to see how many places I can, how many places I'm checking in.
I would like to see improved. Is if it would show the length of time or the time when somebody checked in.
Mm-hmm.
That could be possibly dangerous, right?
Right.
But I check in a lot of places and it'll say, such and such is here. And I don't know this person. Or I may know them because they're a friend of mine, right?
Right?
And so I'd like to see you know, when were they here?
Yeah.
Did they just check in? If that's the case, let me find them.
Right. Well, that's a great point. I mean, and they could write it, say, understand what's the average time you stay at a Starbucks. Is 15 minutes? Is it 5 minutes? What's the average time you stay at a bar? Yeah. Significantly longer than a Starbucks. You know, what time, how long do you stay at a bowling alley or a restaurant? Mm-hmm. So then it probably has some of that built into it. Maybe not just enough. By the way, if I were single, I would be using Foursquare to like have backup information. Do you know Tom?
Yeah.
You're the one who I met you once through Tom. Who I see as your friend on your Facebook on your Foursquare profile that you checked in here.
Now, interesting news about Foursquare, and I read that this morning actually. They redid their web version because they're trying to get into city guide.
Oh, wow.
Stuff, letting people check in where most check-ins are at, who's checking in where.
Makes sense.
Where your friends usually check in and hang out at, and try to help people find things to do. Kind of tourist type stuff. So.
Well, I check in three places now. I check on Facebook. I check in on Foursquare, which I think sometimes also posts to my Facebook, so I end up checking in twice. And I check in on G+. I used to check in on Yelp, so the whole concept, right, makes sense of having a review site and a kind of a directory for Foursquare. Some of the cool things about Foursquare is you become the mayor if you've checked in at a particular location more than somebody else.
I'm the mayor of eWebStop.
I need to check in. You know, like an auto check-in software. Let's see, what else can you do? They have different types of badges. So I think I went to some movie. I went to the Harry Potter movie, and I got some Harry Potter badge, which was pretty cool. Actually, I think Javier told me about that, so that reminded me to get. Oh, I got groped by the TSA. Is that it? Is TSA the right guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of cool. They added a lot of games to it, a lot of kind of fun features. So here's how you market on Foursquare.
Add your business.
Yeah.
Number one, because the worst thing I hate is trying to check in somewhere and I can't find that business.
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm just too lazy to create that business myself, so I just won't check in.
Yeah. I think the only business I've created is actually Third Coast Comedy, where I perform at. So when I check in there, I don't have to. It's been added by me. Next one is add friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? The more people that you have in there, they're aware of what you're. That you've added that business, and every time you check in at that business, that this is one of the things that I hadn't really thought of is every time we check in at eWebStyle, it reminds all of our friends on Foursquare that we're here at eWebStyle,
mm-hmm.
and that can a lot of advertising and even just networking in general is about top of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe somebody who's one of our
at the office.
And one of his friends bumps mm-hmm. into somebody who's complaining about their website, and boom, hey, wait, Chuck is actually, he's at work right now. Mm-hmm. You should give him a call.
Especially because my Foursquare updates lets Twitter and Facebook know that I'm checked in here.
Right. Makes sense. Get active. So that means, make sure you're checking in at certain places. Wait a second. Along with check-in, add shouts to profile updates that are relevant to what's going on.
Yeah. Take pictures. You can usually, when you check in on Foursquare, you can, tag it with some sort of phrase or something. Like, matter of fact, today's check-in said at eWebStyle, at the J, time to get busy.
Right.
That was my shout. Usually when I check in at church, I'll take a picture or, something of that nature. So, yeah, get active. Don't just check in, but check in and leave a tip.
Yeah, tips
or something
are great.
Like that.
Yeah, try the hummus. Not at eWebStyle, but somewhere. Try the hummus. Hummus is always good. Actually, not really. Reward those who check in. So really, that doesn't apply to our business very much. It certainly applies to retail establishments.
Yeah, you get punched in the face if you.
Yeah. You checked into. Are you trying to take my mayorship? Come on. You
take
better
my
watch out.
Fool.
Pity the fool. Take my mayorship.
But yeah, give a benefit. One of the things I do at the church. If people check in on Foursquare after their fourth check in. They get free DVD.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. I've actually had free hummus with the check-in. That's probably why that popped into my mind. I checked in at some bar somewhere. Like, look, I would like my free hummus, please. and another glass of wine. spread the word. So link your Foursquare account. We talked about this. Link your Foursquare account with your Twitter and Facebook accounts so that when you shout or say or check in, it goes on to all of those.
You know, what was cool, I went into Walgreens the other day, Highway 6 in Bissonnette, and when you walk in the store, it's on the wall.
Check in
Foursquare.
Wow.
I said, nah, that's awesome. And then I've been in plenty of Walgreens, but that was the only one I've seen at it.
And I'm sure if they, I think they have a loyalty program. There's probably some sort of loyalty program built into it. If not, I'm sure it's coming soon because Bing already has like a way to do a loyalty mm-hmm. program. So, you know, utilize that aspect when it becomes readily available. And then outside the box events. So I don't really know what that is. Yeah. Hold events for Foursquare users so that they can check into your business. One of the things that we talked about, remember we were working with a guy who was, it's actually Pura Vida Tequila, mm-hmm. Opening a tequila brand in Texas. And one of our initial ideas was, hey, let's figure out if we can get like a worm badge or something. So if they're having multiple events and you check into four different Pura Vida Tequila events, that you actually get the worm badge. So I'm sure there are ways to do that because there are.
Yeah, you can create your own badges and your own stuff.
Is there a cost to that? Do you know? Or
again, I don't think there's a cost. You set it up when you create your business profile on there, then you get certain options to set up multiple locations, badges, and you know things like that. That same place you add in the benefits. You know, like right. free DVD and things right. like that.
Okay.
I don't think there's a cost associated with it.
Well, that's cool. So, yeah, you know, take advantage of that free badge because, you know, people get excited about those badges. I mean, I got excited about getting groped by the TSA, so that's another story. do we have any blank stare news, or was that it?
Yeah, that did it right there. But you did bring up G+. I was gonna leave them alone. But since you brought them up, G+. I'm still stuck in my situation.
Oh, it got worse.
It
right?
got worse. Yeah, it got worse. Now they're forcing.
Oh, wait, we need to. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a blank stare with the old head shake.
Yeah, like I can't even believe I'm still having problems with this.
After Google. You made it, after you tried to fix it,
it got worse.
So I'm using mosears.com. That's my personal email account, but it's on a Google Apps account. So they opened up G+ for Google Apps. Yay, right? Problem is, I had already been using G+ for that same email account. And so now I have one that's full, friends, 1,000 circles, and I use it. Well, I could use it. And now they're forcing me to use a new one, same email address. Crazy part about it is, If I go to my address directly, I'll see my old profile, but right. I can't do anything
with it.
I can't right. post a comment. I can't add a circle. I can't do anything because it always links over to the new one, which is totally blank. Why? G+, are you doing this to me?
Totally blank, as in our stare. It's bizarre. He's in some sort of Google Plus never land.
Yeah, Twilight Zone.
And he knows that he needs to bite the bullet and move all of his content and all of his friends over to the circle.
Oh, makes it worse. Speaking of friends, can add me on the other
one. Oh!
Yeah, I keep getting emails. Somebody just put you in that circle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's worthy of blank stare.
Yeah, it sucks. The other blank stare was at this 23-year-old dude in Nebraska. Dude's trying to buy some drugs. So he's texting. Misses a character, takes the state trooper.
What?
State trooper meets him at the drop-off spot and arrests him and the drug dealer.
Wow. See you for the drug.
Yeah, stop texting and driving.
Wow. Another curse you autocorrect. Yeah. Wow. That's hilarious. That's my yeah. stare news. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. You have been listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you.
Yeah, you
do not forget
you over there.
Our other podcast, which is The Unknown Secrets of SEO Website Analysis. Mm-hmm. SEO stands for Search Engine Visitor Optimization. You can indeed find that already on iTunes. It is a video podcast, so you can watch videos of us doing website analysis. analyses, website analyses.
Analysis.
on websites that have been submitted on our website. So if you want us to do that for you, just go to e-webstyle.com, and then on the right side you'll see review my website. I think that's what it's website analysis, yeah. Free website analysis.
Says that.
When did we change that? And fill out that form, and if you're lucky, we'll draw your website out of the hat, and we'll do analysis on it, and we'll send you the video of it, and that'll become part of our Unknown Secrets of SIVO website analysis. Thank you guys for tuning in. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burrows.
So,
bye bye for now.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. I'm gonna find my gold mine. I think she's gonna set me free.